We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, if you, for some reason, had a trial coming up scheduled for any time over the last 7 months, you know that nothing's been happening at the courthouse. In fact, it's been dark for the most part. Until now, that is. But whatever was supposed to happen isn't happening. At the courthouse, anyway, it's happening at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. So it's kind of convoluted what's going on there. So jury selection is happening at the courthouse at the I'm confused by it. So jury selection is happening at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. So if you have a civil trial or a criminal trial, you'll go to the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, and that's where your jury will be picked. If it's a civil trial, then that's where the trial will take place. If it's a criminal trial, I believe that it will happen, the actual trial will happen at the courthouse, but it may not be in the traditional courtrooms. So we're going to talk to two attorneys in the course of this half, the rest of the show, to get some insight into what this all means and whether or not this is a good idea or a bad idea. One of those attorneys is Phil DeLucente. He joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon, Lynn. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good, good on this rainy day.
Yeah, so has this been like 7 months off for you, Phil, or what's been going on for the last 7 months?
No, you know, the reality is, so folks know out there, the courts have been actually running day in and day out, but what happened before this most recent change down to the convention center is we were doing things which is called pleas, meaning agreements between the parties, and you'd plead in front of the judge via what's called Microsoft Teams, so it would be by video, as well as if your client chose, as the defendant, to do a non-jury trial in front of the judge. But if the client did not want to do it by video for purposes of a non-jury trial, then it would just have to sit and, you know, wait until the courthouse opened back up to have those cases heard.
So then let me ask you this. So if you have a client who, for whatever reason, opted not to who wanted a jury trial, they just wait?
Yeah, what happened was Rule 600 was suspended, and Judge Clark had put out an order pursuant to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's ruling on it. And what that means for folks out there, if you're incarcerated, you have to be brought to trial within 180 days. And it's 365 days if you're, you know, just out on the streets on bond. And so what happened was that was suspended pursuant to court order, which has not happened in probably the history of this county or as long as I've been practicing, 19 going on 20 years next year. So it was very, very unusual, Lynn. And I'll tell you, a lot of clients that I have, and we have jury trials coming up in November, December, January now that this new system's in place, are actually welcoming it because a lot of times they just want to get this matter heard and be heard in front of a judge. So this was a positive thing, and, you know, I applaud Judge Kim Clark and Judge Rangos for purposes of criminal division.
So if I am a defendant and I'm being held at the Allegheny County Jail, were there any special considerations given in terms of bail or bond, or have I theoretically just been sitting in the Allegheny County Jail for this additional 7 months?
Well, some folks have had to sit throughout the whole process, but lawyers like myself and a lot of others probably had filed relief, a modification of bond for compassionate release because of the COVID. And some folks were granted them and some folks weren't. So it all depended on the nature, because there's also the federal defendants are also held at the Allegheny County Jail. A lot of times Northeastern Correctional Facility, but a lot of other times at the Allegheny County Jail. So, yeah, they had the option of filing that on behalf of their client. So that's how we were attempting to deal with it in the meantime.
So then help me out. If I understand it correctly, so the jury selection, because that could involve a lot of people coming in for jury selection, will happen at the convention center, but the actual criminal trials will still be held at the Allegheny County Courthouse. Is that correct?
Well, my understanding was that the convention center was going to be where the jurors were actually paneled, and then the defense lawyers would go down there and select. The next jury trial we have is in November. I have not received any paperwork. From what I have read, though, however, they will also be having jury trials as well down at the convention center.
Oh, okay, okay. And the thought being, because it is a larger space, social distancing will not be a problem?
No, you know, from what I read, the jury trials will follow all the CDC guidelines, so there will be plenty of space. Lawyers could move around just as they would in the courtroom, but there are some changes. It's not all, you know, sunshine for everyone involved. You know, there have been quite a few lawyers publicly, not me, but others who have complained about, you know, they're concerned about the health of themselves and or their clients. They're also concerned with being able to determine the credibility of witnesses that take the stand. You know, I'm not a doctor as far as the, you know, experts are concerned, but I think if the CDC guidelines are followed, that sort of satisfies that issue. But the issue about credibility, which is a big one, and it was an important one raised, you know, they can always utilize what's called face shields, as well as having the plexiglass around that witness when they take the stand. So that will be helpful and pivotal for not only the judge, but also the juries, obviously.
Okay, so they won't necessarily be having masks on. They will utilize other safety precautions, because I just had this vision just now of everyone everyone with a mask on, so you can't really see the facial expressions, which I'm guessing is a factor.
Well, that's my suggestion. I have not read that anywhere, but okay. Once I started to hear a lot of the lawyers complaining about that, I thought, you know, we can always look for problems, but let's start trying to look for solutions. Like
solutions,
Clark,
yeah, and get this ball rolling.
Yeah, and, you know, so, and some people, you know, have a heightened concern versus, you know, others. Everyone's concerned,
sure.
But, you know, some people are a little bit more sensitive.
Yeah, it's so. On all different levels, indeed.
Yeah.
Phil DeLisante, good to talk to you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.